This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you like the DJV Show, you'll love the DJV Show podcast. It's fresh and it's full of exclusive bonus content, stuff you won't hear on the radio show. Go to DJVShow.com and click on the podcast button. Or find us on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
It's 7 past the hour. 7 after on the DJV Show with Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. On the first day of spring, we're marching into the vernal equinox. So we have 12 hours of sunshine, lollipops, and roses yet to done today. And then it gets longer by the minute every day. We add an extra minute of sunlight. Won't that be exciting? When all the sun shines on the snow that's going to plow into New England and the Northeast. All right, so we have springtime for Hitler.
Oh, my gosh, I was just thinking, song, this is so bad. That song has been in my head, which is from the producers, and before anybody starts writing any emails.
So
springtime for Hitler, a big song from the producers, the musical.
One of the things that is funny.
We have it.
I'm sure we have it. One of the things that's funny, though, is how I was actually thinking you were beginning. Jennifer has gotten like this over the past 15 years of being here with me, but you are beginning to finish my sentences, too, or you're beginning to pick up on the, Uri calls it synchronicity, the synchronicity of thought that we have. And I think that's what happens when you're with somebody for a long enough period of time so that you can kind of get it. I think every once in a while I feel like I can finish your sentences as well. So let's see if I can finish your sentences when it comes to the trending items that are on people's minds today, Victoria.
All right. Well, bad Vlad, Vladimir Putin, he's trending. And Pukin Putin. You probably know why. Why is he trending?
Because he has a small one.
Other than that.
He's in wonderful physical shape, so he says, and he won the presidency. Overwhelmingly, there were so many people in opposition to him, but he managed to pull off a victory. He got 70% of the vote, right?
Yeah, he won in a landslide.
Landslide!
Well, actually, he is trending because of his health regimen. Yeah. And so he, of course, says that he will live a very, very long time. Right. And the Kremlin watchers say that he's not wrong. He's 65 years old. He works out 2 hours a day. He rarely drinks alcohol. He copies his idol, Julius Caesar, with a breakfast of porridge.
Of course he does.
Yeah, right.
And somebody named Brutus is going to stab him in the back sooner or later.
Interesting. Well, apparently Julius Caesar is his idol, and so he eats what Julius Caesar reportedly ate, which is a breakfast of porridge and hard-boiled quail eggs.
Really?
Interesting.
I would have thought that Caesar would have done the Mediterranean diet. Wouldn't you have thought that?
Porridge is weird to think of Julius Caesar eating porridge, right?
Yeah,
that's the one that's kind of weird to me. But he also says he will never be poisoned, as many of his countrymen often get poisoned, because... yeah.
He's not going to poison himself.
Because, number one, he is a former KGB spy, which people forget, but he is. Yeah. And he has food testers check every single thing that he eats or drinks.
So the streets are strewn with dead bodies of people who have tested the food before he's eaten it.
Most likely.
One would say. All right, so Pukin Putin will live to be 100, and won't that be swell? And so what else have you got for us?
And then in other trending news, Alex Stamos is the big name that's trending right now. And if you're not familiar with that name, we will be hearing a whole lot more about him. He is Facebook's head of security, and he is leaving Facebook in August. It is a very slowly rolled out exit. This is, of course, all in the aftermath of the disclosure that the Cambridge Analytica data firm had basically bought data from Facebook and influence the election. And that was the whole point of why they were analyzing
bribery, entrapment, the use of sex workers to sway elections, not only in our country, but all around the world.
Yeah.
This is a black eye for Facebook, for sure.
Mark Zuckerberg is just, they're in crisis mode at Facebook. And, if they're not, then they're stupid. But Alex Stamos is now, he's shifting his role to work on actual election security. And so they're trying to figure out how they can keep the Russians out and how they can keep data like this from coming out again. And so that's the new big thing. And that's going to continue. I'm sure Facebook will still be in the crosshairs in the upcoming fall elections.
So what do we know about another government shutdown? Remember, it was only 3 weeks ago when they sort of made a deal. And at the end of the 3 weeks, which I believe is at the end of the month, isn't it? The government could shut down, or am I just wasting my energy and my breath?
I actually haven't heard about that because I don't know.
Maybe
I can't really summon up the energy to care.
I know, because it's just, all it is a news media fiasco. It doesn't ever amount to anything.
Right.
So, all right, here's something that does amount to something. The Weinstein Company filing for bankruptcy protection. And now that they have they've finally been back and forth with this lady who was in the Obama administration, whose name I can never remember, but it's a Hispanic name. She's evidently quite a good businesswoman. And the company that she runs is called Lantern Capital Partners. So they've gone to U.S. Bankruptcy Court in Delaware this week to get all of the things put together. And they'll be taking over the Weinstein Company. Not a minute too soon, apparently. You wonder, well, they changed the name because the horrible negatives that are associated with that name. I think there's a verb coming out of all of this, too. Weinstein, be Weinsteined. Have you heard the use of that as a verb?
Well, you mean in terms of having a gross fat man try to massage you?
Well, yeah, sort of.
Or watch
sexual...
him shower?
Yeah. There's whatever weird
things. Let's hope
that
doesn't become a verb.
Go along with it. But I think that's something. There's a lot of that kind of stuff around today. The Weinsteins, or relationship stuff. Pulling away from Weinstein, but the... all the talk about Don Jr. and his divorce from Vanessa, and now there's a story floating around that the relationship between Ivanka and Jared is a matter of convenience. They have no romance. They have no sex life. They have a business deal, and that's how they live their lives, which...
Well.
Yes,
you know,
no? Did you hear that?
That makes me sad to hear that anyone's marriage is like that, especially two young, attractive people with little kids. And that I hope that that's not true. However, with a lot of this stuff that's coming up, the rumors, you know, I'm in New York City, and so that building, 666 Fifth Avenue, is the big Kushner building that's like $1 billion in debt, and they've been trying to get money for it to get it out of debt. I think that of all of this, in the FBI probe and everything, I think, and I have said this from the beginning, I still believe it, I think the biggest thing that's going to come out of it is Kushner's going up the river. I really do. And you know, his father-in-law could pardon him. But if their marriage is really just a marriage of convenience, maybe she sort of sees the writing on the wall, too. And, you know, she doesn't want to visit her baby daddy in prison. So, I don't know.
They have, what, two children? How many children do they have?
At least two, maybe three.
Yeah. And what do we know about them as being mother and father? Is there something... Is she... do they have nannies?
I'm sure they have nannies, but they were so under the radar until the election, really. They were just a regular New York couple. You know, you'd see them out in restaurants like everybody else in New York. No one cared. So I don't really know. I've never heard any rumblings of anything about their lives, you know, being something shady, but to have your marriage be put under such a microscope and to be it's so heavily involved in the White House and, you know, Jared's been there from the beginning, I think it must take its toll on your relationship in some way, especially all the scrutiny that the whole family is under now.
Well, you know, you always call this clickbait. So as I'm Googling Ivanka while you're talking, I'm checking around to see what else there is floating around on her. And here's a story, a spotlight on her personal life and how she lives as a successful businesswoman, fashion designer, and mother of three. So that answers that question.
Mother of
three. Here's what she does at the beginning of the day. Every morning she wakes up at 5:30. She gets the breakfast ready for her children, and then she does all of her email. And this goes on, and I'm thinking to myself, why would anybody care? Is it just...
I think that might be from her book, right? She's written several books on how to balance work and life and being a woman in business. And I think that she gave her schedule that a couple of years ago, one of her books talked about what she does in the office.
Yeah.
And there was a little bit of scrutiny because she basically said, I think that she stays a few hours longer than everybody else and all the employees. And I don't know, there was some stuff about it that it's people kind of called BS on because she is a mother of three and things like that. But I think that's where that probably comes from. Her daily schedule came from the book.
Yeah. All right. So maybe that's what it's about. But I just find it. How much digging can you do into these people? It amazes me that there is that much interest in what they do with their lives. What do people not have enough to do with their own in their own lives to? Yeah, they have to pay attention.
Well, of course.
Hello.
It's why we watch The Bachelor.
Okay, Kara, what's the latest report from The Bachelor, please? Bulletin, bulletin, bulletin. Who's on first?
Nobody's on first yet, but you know, actually, I haven't. I was told yesterday that I really needed to read the new book about it, the new, like, expose that talks about all of the behind-the-scenes stuff.
We'll
see if I continue watching the show afterwards. I mean, I kind of know about all of the stuff that goes on behind the scenes, but I will say the producers on that show give producers everywhere a bad name.
Yeah.
Because they do some terrible, terrible stuff in the name of, you know, getting interesting television.
Mm-hmm. All right, so that's the book to come. I could write a book about life change tea. The more I drink, and I haven't been a tea drinker. I don't know how much, Victoria, do you drink? I think you've told me you do drink a good deal of tea, or you have in the past had a lot of tea.
I've been drinking life change tea recently.
Before? Any kind of tea before?
Yeah, I drink iced green tea pretty much all throughout the warmer months.
Through the summertime. Right. How about you, Kara? Are you a tea drinker? Teetotaler?
Yeah.
Teetotaler at the bar on Saturday night. You're serving liquor, so you can't drink it, so you can drink iced tea.
Yeah, I like tea in the winter, warm tea in the morning. I drink hibiscus tea, which is very flowery and nice. Pink.
So now you can drink Life Change tea to get more energy. That's what is good about Life Change tea. It's non-GMO, no caffeine, all organic, more energy. One of the greatest things that you will ever put into your body. And when you go to their website, getthetea.com, you can see all kinds of great references, all kinds of great recommendations about what people do with Life Change Tea and why they like it. Here's a letter from Lana, who listens to us in California already. She says, thank you. This is a miracle tea. With every glass, I feel better and better, lots more energy to the things that I need to do, especially early in the morning. So if you're into restoring your health one tea bag at a time, you'll love what you find at getthetea.com. Life Change Tea. It works so well, a proprietary herbal formula, gentle daily cleanse. It's part of your routine, or it will be. Get rid of the pesticides, the herbicides, and the other things that are in your body. You'll feel much better. Not run down, but you'll be working on the up and up. GetTheTea.com. Use discount code DJV, and they'll ship it to you free. That's GetTheTea.com. The code is DJV for free shipping. More energy. You'll love it. You'll drink it every morning. And remember, it's not available in stores. You only get it by going to GetTheTea.com. Discount code DJV for free shipping. You will be happy that you tried Life Change Tea. Yum, yum, and good. It's good and good for you. And matter of speaking, 21 after the hour.
answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55. But with treatment, it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases, reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Mrs. Jones, we got a thing going on.
All right, music. No, actually, this is a little entertainment news first on the DJV show. Victoria and Kara and I to report on the new Judy Garland look that Renee Zellweger has. This is really kind of eerie. If you've seen these pictures, I saw the first one yesterday, and I said to Victoria earlier, you see this, and we both agree it was, it's uncanny how much she looks like Judy Garland in the pictures to promote this biopic, Judy, currently in production in London with Michael Gambon and Finn Wittrock. I don't know who he is. And
he was in The Big Short. That was kind of his first movie. Yeah.
Right. So she looks just like Judy Garland. And people look at it and they think they do a double take. Looks like Garland herself.
They used the wrong photo. And apparently people on social media thought the same thing. They said, why are they using a photo of Judy Garland when they're trying to promote the fact that it's Renee Zellweger?
Yeah.
And then we all kind of, it felt like I did a double take. And I was like, wait a second, that is Renee Zellweger.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. It really is. I don't think I've ever seen a celebrity transformed into another celebrity this well.
This is her highest profile film since Bridget Jones' Baby, which was, 2 years ago, I think.
Mm-hmm.
She came back after a six-year break from acting. This movie being shot now will be released later, around Christmas time this year. The story of Judy Garland later in her life, the late 60s when she was performing in London. She died at the age of 47. She was completely done in by drugs. She started on drugs when they were filming Gone with the Wind. Good, Doug.
Was it The Wizard of Oz?
Yeah, same year.
Weren't the studios kind of giving her uppers?
They gave her uppers. Yep, that's exactly how she got hooked. She spent the rest of her life hooked on drugs and died when she was 47.
Jeez.
And that's the story. This is the story of the end of her life. And so that'll be something to look forward to. But the point we're making here is how much she looks like, Renee looks like Judy Garland. Amazing.
I hope it's a good movie, because I'd really like to see it, and I hope it's good.
Yep.
So many of the biopics can go
sometimes
either way.
Yep. All right, 25 past the hour, music news now. Fifth Harmony has announced a hiatus, kind of a shock to the Harmonizer Nation, Fifth Harmony, announcing that they would be going on an indefinite hiatus in order for all of them to pursue their own careers. Quote, reflecting on the past 6 years since we started on X Factor, they are X Factor winners? I didn't know.
Yeah, Simon Cowell put them all together. They were individual singers, and he put them together.
He says, we've had a hell of a memorable journey together. We can't begin to express our gratitude to y'all for coming along with us on this wild ride. After 6 years of going hard nonstop, we realized that in order to stay authentic to ourselves and to you, we need to take some time now to go on hiatus in order to pursue our own endeavors. Allie Brooke, Normani, Diana Lane, Lauren, is it Giraldi? Is that how you pronounce it? Giraldi?
I think so. I don't know. It's a tough one.
Anyway, this goes back to 2012, and you are right. Simon Cowell suggested they all work together. The fifth member of the group is Camila. Go ahead.
Oh, you were going to get it, Cabello.
You were going to get it.
Cabello.
Just imagine a Y instead of L's.
Also in the group, no further information given on how long the hiatus might last.
I have a feeling
this is going to be another One Direction hiatus where they keep saying, we'll be back, and then they'll never be back. Well, I mean, once you start your own solo career and you're successful, why would you go back?
Right.
And exactly, because you get to keep all the money for yourself under the circumstances. They completed an Asian tour last week and a show at Universal Orlando. Their next scheduled show is May 11th in Hollywood, Florida, followed by shows in San Juan and in Reykjavik, Iceland, in the middle of May. So that's the end of it. You want me to tell the story about Blink 182? That's kind of a quickie, isn't it?
Sure. I love Blink 182.
You
go
do.
Ahead.
Bruno Mars, Britney Spears, Pitbull, Cher, Lady Gaga, they've all gone down the Las Vegas residency route, and now Blink 182 is doing the same thing, a 16-day residency in Vegas, starting May 26th and going on selected weekends through November. They posted, quote, when the Palms asked us to do a residency here in Vegas, we said absolutely. And now we have to cast our showgirls, create our set list, and throw back to the Vegas classics like Sinatra, Liberace, those people. I think that's giving themselves a little too much credit to be put in the same sentence with those people.
I'm sure they're trying to be funny about it.
God,
this is the most bizarre
them.
Vegas residency ever announced, in my opinion.
I don't know much about them, but
yeah, I mean, they have
memorable
hits from like the 90s, and they've put out an album or two in the last couple years, but I don't really know who goes to Vegas to see Blink 182. It's not the kind of...
Yeah.
I don't know. It's not the kind of band
Bachelor
that draws
party?
Crowds. Yeah,
groups, maybe.
Maybe.
Yeah.
All right, say hi to Rose Snyder of Iwa Beach in Hawaii, listening to us on one of the two stations that's there. Maybe I'll get to see her next week, and maybe not. Depends on who comes up with what ride on the plane. Hello, 29 after the hour here on the DJV Experience.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flo.
An RV rolls into a campground. Kids in the back eat turkey, jerky, excessive. Dad drives like a boss with 24/7 support from Progressive. Tomorrow it's off to see the world's largest ball of twine. Would have seen it last trip, but Dad missed the sign.
Get 24/7 help when you insure your RV with Progressive. Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or visit progressive.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know.
GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metal dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The hour now on the DJV show. Hi, I'm Doug Steffen. Happy to be here with my pal Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen. I hope you'll consider me. Is that not sound good of here? call a woman a pal. It's like you guys. I think sometimes people think when I go into a restaurant, somebody says, the waitress says, "What can I get for you guys?" I get offended and I usually correct. I'm happy to be called a guy, but I don't like women being called guys. Bothers me.
But it's not calling a woman a guy. You guys is now vernacular for a group of people.
Is it?
It just means plural. Yeah, it just means a group of people.
Really?
Yeah.
According to whom?
According to Urban Dictionary.
Oh, I see. Okay. So there's a graduate student who lives in San Antonio. She is one of the people involved at this. There's a hearing before the Supreme Court today. This is the latest foray into trying to figure out what are we going to do about abortions. I wish this would just go away. I'm so tired of all these people do this. This is just my own slice of life, folks. Some people are, it's kind of like, is it beating a dead horse? The first abortion case of the Trump administration, and it involves this a woman who got testing. I got tested for STD in San Antonio. She was at the University of Texas. She was looking for a clinic near her parents' house. She went on Google, and it pointed her to this health center near the hospital. It was called Any Woman Can. And here she is having produced a urine sample following a middle-aged woman into a private room. What she thought would be a conversation about test results instead. The woman asked a lot of questions. It was emotionally intense and invasive, she said. The first and last name of my partner, where he lives, what age I lost my virginity, all kinds of other stuff. Had I been molested as a child? Had I ever been raped? Or had I had an abortion? And so these questions were all kept, and I guess it has led to, in sort of a curvy way here, she had a sexually transmitted infection. And I don't even want, I'm uncomfortable even talking about this stuff and why and how these things get and so much personal information gets. I think that's part of what's wrong here. Apparently, this group, Any Woman Can, part of a nationwide network of crisis pregnancy centers established by a bunch of evangelical Christians to dissuade women from having abortions. They masquerade as women's health clinics, advertising free STD testing, and then they grab you. They're looking for women who are pregnant to try to corner them, as far as I can see.
Jeez, yeah.
Do you know this story? This
no, really, I don't know anything about this, no.
Yeah,
this is really
so she, so
kind
this
of a
girl,
sick.
Yeah, so this girl or woman, did she know she was pregnant, or she thought
she suspected,
had an STD?
Well, okay. Both of those things, apparently.
Okay.
And so she was, it's a Christian, and I don't even like bringing the Christian part of it in because it taints it, but yet there is a lot of that stuff, and I don't like to annoy people with the facts, but the facts are that this woman was bagged, and she didn't like it, and so her family took this group to court. And they've outed them, basically, as a group of evangelicals who are trying to have women. She was pregnant. She wanted to have an abortion because she had, apparently, a disease. And so she wanted it dealt with. And they wanted her to keep the baby. And so they tried to make her life miserable. It's a pretty miserable case.
Is she suing them? Is that why this is now
in
the...
Yeah, okay. Yeah. The family's suing them.
Hmm.
So anyway, it'd be interesting to see where all, but it, just because it's so old, these conversations, get over it. Roe v. Wade is never going to be overturned because there would be a revolution in this country. No matter how conservative you are, just get over it and move on. There will not ever be a challenge. There will be challenges, but there won't be a successful challenge to it. That's my prediction. I just don't see what's gained from all of this.
What was the state, though, that just passed? Is it Missouri? It's an M, I think. Is it Missouri or Mississippi?
Mississippi.
That, they just passed the toughest abortion law on the books, I think. The shortest amount of time where it's available.
Well, I mean, we can have these conversations, and I don't mean to be redundant, and I don't like using the phrase "I mean," so let me start and bracket it with something else. In this day and age, or any day and age, but because this has become such political football, what happens to, and you ladies may disagree with me, I think it is barbarous to have an abortion. I don't believe in abortion anyway, but that's only for me and my perspective. If I was with somebody and they got pregnant and the discussion was whether to have an abortion or not, I would ask that the baby be brought to term and you put it up for adoption. That's me. But I'm not that person. I'm not that body. And so, especially if you don't have really a strong relationship, I would ask that you consider doing that. But I would never say, you must do this, you must do that, because not my place. And I don't think that that's the right way to approach this. I think educationally, it's better for your body to carry the baby to term than to have an abortion, from what I am told anyway. It's very difficult.
I've never heard that.
Hard. What, to have an abortion? It's very hard on your body?
No, I've never heard that it's better for you to go full term. I've never heard that ever.
Something I heard a long time ago, Victoria.
That sounds like propaganda, actually.
Maybe. It may be.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know who told you that, but that sounds very medically inaccurate.
I will tell you that because this conversation has been going on for so long as you have been alive on the planet, this conversation has been a radio short end. And I don't even know now that I think about it why I got into this conversation, because it's like gun control, it's like the death penalty. These conversations go no place. It is so polarizing to have a conversation about this because people are so hardened in their points of view that I don't, you know, I bring it up.
Well, that's part of the problem with all those topics. People are so hardened that no one can have a discussion.
Right. You cannot have an intelligent discussion with people you think are intelligent about this. And I just tried to present it in an intelligent way, or at least what I thought was an intelligent way of approaching it. And it probably raises the ire of people that are listening to the program. Because, first of all, I'm a man, and what do I know about being pregnant? I've been around women who've been pregnant, my wife, a couple of women that I've dated over the years, and so, but what do I know? I don't know, other than what I hear, what I read, and then what I'm led to think. And that's why I'm not for abortion, but my daughter and I have had this conversation many times. She was lucky and wanted to conceive and tried hard, so it would not have been ever an issue with her, but I just think that that it becomes a silly argument. Most of the time, what offends me, Victoria, about it is most of the time you hear men talking about it and not women.
That's a big part of the problem.
Yeah, I mean, what the hell do you know if you're a man about this?
What frustrates me is, you know, we're having this conversation and you're sitting here saying that, obviously you haven't been pregnant and what do you know about it? But I just feel like that kind of goes along with what kids are taught in school about pregnancy and about their bodies and about how to prevent it.
Half the time they aren't taught anything.
Exactly. And I feel like that's not generally part of the conversation. When we have conversations about abortion, you don't talk about the sex education in school. And you also don't talk about, I don't know, Victoria, if you've had any experience with this, but I know multiple women who have gone to the gynecologist as teenagers or as young women and have asked to be put on birth control before they're sexually active and are told no, that or strongly encouraged not to until they're sexually active. And I don't understand the point of that. Shouldn't you be on birth control before that if you want? So I think that there's a lot of...
When did you both deal with this? At what age did you both deal with these sorts of things?
I was a late teen, but it's a very, very personal issue to me because someone that is very close to me had an abortion when they were a teenager because their doctor, you know, they were safe when they did it, but their doctor specifically said that they were not encouraged to go on birth control. And then look what happened. So I don't know. I think that there needs to be a conversation And I think a lot of
the time... Well, what does the conversation get you, though? That's sort of why I brought it up. We have these conversations and they get nowhere because it's so polarizing. And it's really kind of silly that it is, but it is.
Well, and I agree with Kara on this. Talking about birth control and prevention is something that I think we're just so short-sighted as a country. Birth control pills aren't even covered by health insurance. That should be number one that should be changed. If anybody's out there and you're a politician and you're probably male and you're so against pro-choice and you're so against abortion, well, then why don't you tell the health insurance companies to start covering birth control pills and IUDs and things like that, because that's not covered.
Isn't it a strange sort of oxymoronic reality when you think about it, how silly the arguments are, given the reality that
Completely.
You just explained? It is, but then it gets back to
Viagra,
something that we talk about every hour today, and many times, at least once a week or more, we talk about the inequality between men and women and how it presents itself. And I like to think that we find solutions. One of the things that's in my mind, every time I bring up something to talk with you all about, I try to, okay, here's a problem we're presenting. If it's a serious conversation, then this is what the solution is. I kind of have that in my mind. I don't have a solution for this, so I probably shouldn't have brought it up.
No, I think I disagree with that. I think that there are so many issues that we don't have a solution for, and I think creating a dialogue is the first step to a solution. But, you know, that's the thing, and Kara's totally right. I personally have never encountered doctors dissuading someone from going on birth control. I've had the opposite experience where every doctor's like,
What was the conversation like with Fancy Nancy and you when you were a kid?
Don't have sex until you're married. That's literally it. That was the entire conversation.
All right.
That was it.
I'm not even joking. I wish I
no,
was.
No, I understand.
Yeah,
I can hear it in your voice. Yeah.
And that was the whole mother. Conversation.
Yeah, you love, you adore
She's
your mother.
She's come a long way.
You.
I have dragged her in.
You tutored her in it? Have you really? Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. No, she's come a long way.
What about your father? Did he ever get involved in the conversation?
No.
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 Kara, did your father get involved in the conversation?
No.
No.
No, he
didn't. Okay, well, you laugh about it, but I remember having the conversation with my daughter. It was, I didn't need to have it, but I was, because we were single parents and I just kind of wanted to, I wasn't comfortable. Listen, don't get me wrong. There's nothing about this that was a comfortable conversation. Nothing about it that was a comfortable conversation.
Were you in charge of giving Brendan the boys and the birds and the bees?
Well, I thought I was, but when we broached it, he said, Dad, I already know all that.
I think most kids
know. I can remember the day and the moment, now that you bring it up. He and I were in the kitchen, and he was sitting on the countertop, and we were talking about something else, and I think he was about maybe 13, 14 years old, something like that. And I sort of sheepishly brought it up, and he looked at me with a smirk that only Brendan can create and said, Dad, I know all about that. And that was sort of the, and I asked him a few probing questions to see if he really did know. And, yeah, he had answers to them. So conversation didn't last more than 4 or 5 minutes.
And then your wife was in charge of telling Megan everything? Is that how that kind of worked?
Yeah, it kind of worked that way. So, but it's just, it is, it's exhausting having these conversations.
But
really
see, I think that's
I'm
kind
sweating.
Of
I feel I can like feel myself sweating.
I can hear you sweating.
Yeah.
But I feel like that's kind of Kara's point, that it shouldn't be this type of, this level of awkward or anything. It's just, it's so basic.
We in this country are alone, by
so
the way.
So prude.
In the world of progressivism, we're alone.
For something that's so important in your development and for you the rest of your life, I mean, it's crazy that we can't even talk about it. We don't learn about it in school.
Well, it's not that we can't talk about it. It's that, and part of the problem is that these health classes, health ed, have been KO'd in many districts because some of the Maronis on the school board say, "Oh, you're teaching our kids how to do it." You know, there's nothing more stupid than that approach. 10 minutes before the hour here. Oh, I'm glad time is up on this.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Now 53 after the hour. Ah, movie music. One of my favorite movies, and all of them have been good. I know you don't agree with me on this, Trucker. Indiana Jones, or as Trucker likes to say, Indiana Jones. And the movie is, so what do we have? We have the latest news on the next sequel. This would be number 6, right? How many?
No, number
4.
Five.
5.
Okay, well, number 4 doesn't exist in my mind.
I know it doesn't. It was not a bad movie, though. You keep saying that. It wasn't. Any of these Indiana Jones movies have all been good as far as I was concerned. Very.
The last one was terrible.
Satisfying. I thought it was good.
That Crystal Skull one? Ugh.
Yeah, I just think they're all, it's a formula, and it works. For me, anyway. But
well, let me ask you a question. Here's the elephant in the room. The reason we play the music is Steven Spielberg, who's heavily promoting his newest film, Ready Player One, said that the fifth Indiana Jones movie will start filming April 2019 for a 2020 release. It's going to be filmed in England. Harrison Ford, who's now 75 years of age, looks great, is coming back to play Indiana Jones here for the fifth time. Do you
can he still run? Like,
exactly.
Can he still do stuff?
He's in good shape. Yeah, no, he's in good shape.
Here's the thing for me, like, we brought this up the other day about Bruce Willis playing John McClane in Die Hard. I see no other actor playing John McClane or Bruce Willis, so I don't think that's a role that should be recast. I actually don't think Indiana Jones should be recast.
I don't either.
James Bond or Batman, I think those are easily rebootable, but Harrison Ford so...
Is Indiana Jones.
He is. I agree with that.
Yeah.
Having said that, my prediction is I'm very sure that the studio is going to cast a very big name actor opposite him in this film. I'm going to guess it's going to be, I don't know any, I'm just a guess, Chris Pratt, and they're going to spin off that actor into Indiana Jones movies playing a different character.
All right, so here's my favorite story is about one of my son's best friends, and there is a, I told you about a month or so ago that Armie Hammer had been approached to play Batman, and he wasn't sure he wanted to do it. He's also been approached on Indiana Jones, apparently.
Really?
Does he have his, maybe not quite the reputation that Chris Pratt has, but he's getting up there with
so
the more exposure.
I'm so sick of Chris Pratt. I would much prefer to be Armie Hammer.
Yeah.
Ugh, Chris Pratt
that's
is not even a good
news.
Actor.
That's pretty big news, Doug. Now, is that real news or fake news?
Well, consider the source.
Okay. No, I
think he's still asking, is it fake news or real news?
Well, it's what I heard through the grapevine. Let's put it that way.
Okay.
All right. We have my review of I Can Only Imagine, plus some other movie news right after this here.
I'm having that 6:59 feeling again.
What?
You know, that mini panic attack right before the workday starts when you're sure you've forgotten something?
Nope, that's my favorite time of day. I work with Cintas, so I always know we're ready for the workday. They handle our uniforms, fire extinguishers, first aid, safety training, floor mats, and restroom supplies.
I think I need to call Cintas.
They might just make a morning person out of you.
Oh, I'm ready!
Learn how Cintas can help you get ready for the workday. Visit Cintas.com.
Progressive presents Mindfulness with Flo.
You're out on the open road. The hum of your motorcycle's exhaust pipe and the money you save with Progressive bring you peace. At the end of the road is a dream catcher, which you take because you're having a lot of nightmares about unfinished puzzles.
Discover serenity. Protect your bike with Progressive. Annual policies starting at $75. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. $75 per year premium excludes state fees and taxes and is not available in all states.
Hi, Chucker. I went to see I Can Only Imagine, the sort of Christian movie starring Quaid. Dennis Quaid is in it, and this kid who has a fabulous voice. If you don't like anything else about the movie, and I found a lot of fault with the movie, I found this kid's voice and the story of the song to be worth putting up with all of the other gobbledygook that's in the movie that I find distracting.
And it made a lot of money, $17 million opening weekend on a $7 million budget. And that movie did not track anywhere near that number. But
so how do they get away with $7 million? How do they get away with producing for $7 million having somebody like Dennis Quaid in it? How do they
probably didn't have a big catering bill, for one. I don't think Dennis Quaid commands much money at this point, a couple
really?
Bucks maybe. Yeah,
really?
I don't think so.
Yeah, I'm surprised to hear that. All right, so what else have you got movie news-wise?
Marvel released its new trailer to the Avengers Infinity War last week. I don't know if you saw it, but this trailer is so good, Doug, I think people will literally line around city blocks.
Really?
To see this movie when it hits theaters in April. It's one of the best trailers I've seen in a long time.
I don't think I've seen it. And I usually get in after the trailer started because I find the same trailers playing over and over again. I'll have to look for it this weekend when I go to see The Death of Stalin. That's on my list for this weekend. 59 past the hour.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.